This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a week ago today that George Floyd died while in the custody of four Minneapolis police officers, with one of them kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd lay face down handcuffed, saying he couldn't breathe. And it's been 6 nights now of violent protests and riots as a result of it. Vandals spraying graffiti on some national monuments in Washington last night, including the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial. The only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Senator Tim Scott, says those who deny there is still systemic racism in America don't know what's going on.
For those who believe that racism is dead and gone and that 99.9% of any group is pure, they're just living in a different universe.
Two Atlanta cops have been fired immediately for allegedly using excessive force while arresting two college students at a protest last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to one poll, former Vice President Joe Biden is 10 points ahead of President Trump. It's the ABC News Washington Post survey. In it, 53% of those polled reportedly say they would vote for Biden, just 43% saying they would vote for President Trump. The survey also showing a decrease in the president's approval rating. It was down 8 points since the last survey. This survey was conducted before protesting spread across the nation in response to the death of George Floyd. A tanker truck barreling into a crowd of thousands of protesters who were marching on an interstate bridge in Minneapolis late yesterday afternoon. They scattered and all of them apparently managed to avoid being hurt. Police closed in and took the driver who was injured into custody. They're now investigating how that truck got on the highway, which was closed at the time. A suspect accused of setting fire to the historic courthouse in Nashville during a Saturday night protest has been arrested. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Aruj Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies, an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting after the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level-term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive, and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Live. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. A while back, Billy Graham had this to say. He says, are we approaching those days of which the Bible speaks? Are the events of our time meant to warn us of even greater disasters? Disasters predicted by the Bible that will be harbingers of Christ's coming judgment and rule. Dr. Mark Hitchcock joins us now. We're going to talk about his brand new book that was just released titled The Corona Crisis, Plagues, Pandemics, and the Coming Apocalypse. Mark, always good to have you. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, Mark, you write in the book, you and your wife, Cheryl, at the end of February, you take a trip to Israel, and little did you know, 2 weeks later you come back, and maybe you thought maybe you got on the wrong airplane, landed in the wrong place back home. You know, I mean, this had to be a real shock in what happened within 2 weeks' time. You're going to Israel, visiting there, and you come back to the reality of a new America.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, we left on February the 28th to go to Israel, and while we were there, this whole, you know, pandemic kind of began to unfold. And, of course, you're over there on a tour. If you've ever been to an Israel tour, you know, you're kind of in a bubble while you're there, you know, a little bit. You're kind of, you know, just kind of enjoying all the things you're doing. Of course, we'd watch the news when we got home at night, but, you know, at the end of our trip, everyone's flights were getting canceled and people trying to get people back. It was something, but yeah, we came back to a different world. I mean, it was one of the most bizarre things in my life to leave your country and come back to a totally different world. All the quarantine, of course, all the, you know, the things that we've seen. And I think, you know, I've heard the word unprecedented about a million times since we've been back. We've kind of run out of adjectives for it all, but these are unprecedented times, certainly with what's been going on with this virus.
Well, to some degree, when we talk of something being unprecedented or worse than it's ever been, I mean, it really speaks to our own, I guess, selfishness and self-interest, because we always think it's the worst. But you even note in your book, you know, pandemics have been around forever.
Well, they have been, that's for sure. And, you know, about 100 years ago was the Spanish flu that killed somewhere around 50 to 100 million people. So, you know, it was a devastating plague. Of course, there was the bubonic plague before that, Justinian plague. There have been all kinds of plagues through history. But I do think that the thing that probably makes this different, I mean, it's the first big major plague like this in 100 years. But I think the globalism today, you know, the global travel and how quickly something can spread, you know, just within a few months, you know, it's basically in about 190 of the 195 countries of the world. And I think also along with that, the government, the seizure of authority by governments to begin to kind of dominate people's lives and people kind of giving up, you know, their own freedoms for security. I think this is something that's very interesting and very unique kind of in modern times.
It really has set up a perfect storm. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, as if that's not enough, let's deal with a heinous murder of a handcuffed black American on the streets of Minneapolis. And we have all hell breaking loose. And I was interested to note here, Mark, that this in of itself is turning into a pandemic. I mean, the reaction overseas, I was looking at some footage from London just this morning where people are revolting. I mean, so this is turning into another pandemic form.
Well, it is, you know, and it's hard to know which is worse. And, of course, their two are related to one another. You know, all the people who are out there, you know, doing these things, you know, could be spreading the virus as well to one another. But no, it's terrible, you know. And, you know, the thing about it is what happened to Mr. George was a terrible thing.
Exactly.
But you know, it's wrong to murder, but it's also wrong to steal. You know? So, you know, all the things that are happening, they're all wrong. It's, you don't have to come down on one side or the other on what's wrong. Mm. It's all wrong and it's sad, but it's a, you know, it's a sad picture of the depravity of the human heart, and we're all sinful. And it ought to be a wake up call, kind of like this coronavirus should be a wake up call to everybody that you know, life is fragile and it's fleeting. But I think seeing the social unrest should be a wake up call to all of us. You know, all of us harbor, you know, sin in our hearts. We need to evaluate our own lives and, you know, our love and care for other people and compassion for them. And you know, it's all these things I think are really, they're kind of God's megaphones to our country. They're massive wake-up calls. And, you know, they may be the final wake-up call. Who knows? I don't know when Jesus is coming, but he could come at any moment. And it's a call for people to be ready.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's how we should be reading this, because we also have been warned in the Word of God that there would be a time when our hearts would grow cold, lawlessness would reign. And we're watching every night here for the past week the lawlessness, as you say. I mean, you know, some want to, you know, still be careful. They, you know, they want to try to hold, you know, protesting. Yes, protesting is one thing, but when it's hijacked by rioters that are destroying property, destroying the dreams of people that we have known empirically, the damage that this does, that takes years for some of these cities to rebuild. I mean, in the midst of all the cost of the coronavirus hitting our nation, I mean, let's add on top of this all this destruction that is it's self-perpetuated. I mean, this isn't an outside agent in the sense that, you know, like the coronavirus, this hidden enemy. I mean, we see the enemy, but do we really, I wonder if we have the discernment and the courage to call it out for what it is.
Well, that's right. You know, there's, do people in our country, do our leaders, do they have the will to respond in a way? You know, do people have the will to respond to the racism? Do people, they seem to have the will to respond to that, mm-hmm. but does our government really have the will to respond to the lawlessness that's there? So, yeah, it's a, you know, it's a lot of, there are a lot of opportunists out there. You know, it's mm-hmm. Rahm Emanuel's famous quote, never let a good crisis go to waste, you know,
right.
And there's always people who are out there who'll seize on any crisis. The government leaders have seized on the coronavirus. You know, that crisis to seize more authority, and opportunists are seizing on this crisis as well to do the same thing. So it's just, you know, if people don't have a kind of a, there's a collective sense the world's getting their closing time. And I think people should, you know, the Bible says that, you know, lift up your heads, you know, look up because your redemption draws near. I think that's a sobering word for today.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a question. I mean, your book addresses the question that many are asking. In fact, in the midst of a situation last night where a young woman was run over, I mean, by a car was going through an area with a lot of people, and they were just trying to get through the area. And that car was attacked and throwing rocks. Well, the guy hits the gas, and the gal goes flying off, and you hear one of the Antifa members of all people going, "Where's God? Where's God?" It's like, you know, the irony of it all. And, of course, it's endless. You got a professional NBA player tweeting out, go burn it down, go burn it down. And then the next thing you know, they're coming to his neighborhood, breaking into the gates of their, you know, of their area, of their residence. And he's saying, where's the police? Where's the police? I mean, this is absolute insanity, but this is what chaos brings. We've got more from Dr. Mark Hitchcock talking about his book, Corona Crisis, after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Dr. Mark Hitchcock continues. His brand new book, Corona Crisis, Plagues, Pandemics, and the Coming Apocalypse. As we said, boy, a lot of people are asking this question. even Antifa members, as we found out, you know, where is God? And, Mark, I find often wherever, you know, when things like this of such a dramatic incidence occurs, like chaos, you know, just like in, you know, the first chapter of Genesis, where chaos reigned, the Holy Spirit comes upon, you know, that chaos to bring it into order. And though right now we look at it at a ground floor view, and we're looking for God in this, and I think it's quite interesting, you know, with yesterday being, you know, the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. The timing of this is by no accident. And I believe people of faith, as you said, it is time for us to look up, because our redemption draws nigh. And by looking up, that is looking to God. We're not looking to, you know, the Reverend Sharptons or the Jesse Jacksons or even the President of the United States. I mean, this is really an issue that transcends the temporal, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, and as a nation, you know, the old saying is, you sow to the wind and reap the whirlwind. And, you know, we push God out of our collective consciousness as a society, and we're reaping the whirlwind for that in a lot of different ways. I don't think the coronavirus itself is a judgment from God. God hasn't told us that. We know that there have been a lot of plagues in the past that were judgments in the Bible. We know there are plagues in the future that will be judgments from God. We don't know that this one is, because God hasn't told us. And so where God's silent, we have to be silent. But I do see the coronavirus, God's certainly using that in a minimum for a wake-up call and a warning.
Exactly.
To the nation. And then, again, right in the midst of this that's going on, we have all this, you know, civil unrest. I don't know, you know, rebellion, a lot of different terms you can give for it. But, you know, happening at the very same time, which also is in creating a massive health risk for people. You know, who are out there doing these kinds of things. So it's a mass time of chaos. And of course, we know that, you know, the Antichrist is going to rise someday, I believe. And, you know, he's going to be the man with a plan, and people are going to be looking for somebody to solve the chaos. And, you know, I think the rapture could happen at any moment. That's my view. People have different views about the timing of the rapture, but you think if you added the rapture into all this other chaos that's going on, the world's going to be looking for somebody. You have to come in and to bring some order from that. And that's what the Bible says. So what we see today, I don't think is the fulfillment of any specific prophecy, but it's certainly a foreshock, a foreshadow of what's coming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's a call for God's people to be ready, to be living godly lives ourselves, and have a sense of urgency in sharing the gospel with a world that desperately needs it right now.
Well, and that is what's happening, because people are dying in all this unrest, and in the midst of the chaos, you know, like you say, they're asking, where is God? Well, where's God's people? And this is a time where we need to, as you say, and this is excellent admonition, is that the people of God need to step up. And they can step up in boldness in the midst of this cancel culture, you know, because we've been conditioned, you know, to shut our mouths and not say anything. But as we shut our mouths and not say anything, we've got family members that are going to hell. And, you know, neighbors that, you know, whose lives are wasted. And we're going to be held to account for that. I mean, lest we think differently, aren't we?
No, we are. And, you know, we need to have a love for people who are lost, even the people that we see who are doing this destroying and all these different things. Like you said, an Antifa member, where is God? Well, you know, why does someone all of a sudden wonder where God is? If there's something within their heart that they realize they know there is a God.
Yes.
And they know that they have this need, and, you know, we have the answer. And again, we don't have the answer because of anything that's great in us. We have the answer because God has chosen to call us out of darkness into his light. And so, you know, we have the answer this world needs, and we need to speak that word. We also need to live it and exemplify it, because if we just talk about it and don't live it, then it's going to be pretty hollow. But you know, we have an opportunity to minister to all kinds of people. I just got an email from a young man in our church. I mean, he's dealing with lots of his friends who are asking him all kinds of questions. He's the only Christian they know.
Yes.
So I sent him a long email, you know, talking to him about some various things. So people are asking a lot of questions right now. We have the answer. You know, Jesus Christ, his death, his resurrection, the gospel message, that's the answer for the human heart and human need. And, you know, we're called to be his ambassadors.
Right. And in this time, we need to be ambassadors more than ever before.
Mark, speak to the issue. I mean, as a pastor, as a theologian who has studied this and practiced it, you know, some people would say, you know, Mark, you know, that all sounds fine and well, but I'm not a theologian like you. How do I address these issues? How can I speak to people that are hurting and that are so confused and so passionate when they want to get in my face and be all emotional and everything like that? I have no patience for that. How can I be empathetic? How can I bring the gospel to them when they're being fools?
Well, one thing I think is, you know, not everybody's a Bible scholar or a theologian or whatever, but, you know, we can all learn some things and we can read good books and we can equip ourselves and we can read the Bible and we can go to a good church where we do learn things about Scripture and be equipped. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I would say to every person. There's never an excuse nowadays, but all the information that's out there, you know, on the internet, good information, there's a lot of bad stuff out there, but right. All the good information that's out there, all the good books that are available, there's no excuse really for a believer to be ignorant of how to respond in our culture in these times. And so, you know, go to a church that teaches the Bible, get involved in Bible studies with godly people, read good material that's helping people understand the times in which we live and what's going on. And, you know, again, be the best instrument that you can be. And God uses all of us, our own gifts, our own personalities, our own talents and abilities in different ways. Not everybody's like me. Thank God for that. But we all have our own sphere of influence that we're in, our friends. And, you know, a lot of it too is just desire, getting up every day and saying, God, use me today. You know, I want to be used. And if God wants to use us more than we want to be used. Mm-hmm. And so if we'll get up and really put ourselves at his disposal, God will use us.
Well, Mark, I think also we underestimate the power of our own stories. You know, like the blind man, he didn't understand. I mean, he's a grand theologian. And, you know, he just, hey, all I knew, I was this, now I'm this. I was, I am. And,
yes. You
know, we underestimate, and sometimes people try to make it too complicated. It's just, you know, tell your own personal story. That's an exclusive that nobody can take away. I mean, we start talking about the Bible, you get apologists, you get people that want to argue everything, and they'll tie you up in knots. You know, it's like one buddy of mine said, sometimes arguing with people, you just get caught in a bucket of gum. I mean, you know, and that's when you get in there and you try to bring it to an intellectual level. And maybe you're ill-equipped and maybe that's right, but you have a unique, exclusive story that nobody can take from you. And, you know, and we need to, as the book of Ephesians says, having done all to stand on that story. Just keep standing on it. That's the truth. That is your story. And even though everybody around you is losing their heads, doesn't mean that you need to join in all the fracas, do you?
Well, that's right. I mean, I've read the best description of evangelism I've ever read. Someone said, it's one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread.
Wow.
And that's a great statement.
Wow, I love that.
We're bankrupt. You know, we're beggars. We're sinful. But what we can tell people is, look, I found the bread of life. You know, I found Jesus Christ, and he's changed my life. I love him, and he's my Savior. And, you know, let me tell you about him. And, yeah, people don't want the bread, then we're not going to force it down their throat, but we can tell them about it. And that's our responsibility. You know, it's not our responsibility to, you know, convince people of things. I don't care how smart you are. You can't convince people who are unwilling. But, you know, look, I found the bread of life. Here he is. I love him. I want to tell you about him as well.
Well, when they get hungry and thirsty enough, they'll come to you, won't they?
They will. That's right. And we can plant the seed, if nothing else.
Well, and this is the opportunity that's in the midst of this corona crisis. This stuff isn't happening, you know, this pandemic in both cases, whether it's a racial pandemic or a virulent disease like the corona crisis, COVID-19. This didn't happen without God's knowledge, but this is an opportunity for God's people to be the light of the world and let God's glory be shown throughout, right?
That's right, and we're seeing a confluence, a convergence of a lot of things right now.
Exactly. Well, Mark, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Dr. Mark Hitchcock, thank you, Mark.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a week ago today that George Floyd died while in the custody of four Minneapolis police officers, with one of them kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd lay face down handcuffed, saying he couldn't breathe. And it's been 6 nights now of violent protests and riots as a result of it. Vandals spraying graffiti on some national monuments in Washington last night, including the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial. The only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Senator Tim Scott, says those who deny there is still systemic racism in America don't know what's going on.
For those who believe that racism is dead and gone and that 99.9% of any group is pure, they're just living in a different universe.
Two Atlanta cops have been fired immediately for allegedly using excessive force while arresting two college students at a protest last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, remember, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com, and we can always go to the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, when we want to really take a close look at what's happening at the ground floor in Main Street America. Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, and it's great to be with you as usual. And we've just had a great article in the Washington Times on this coronavirus thing and how it's just fear and hysteria by the blue state Democrat governors that is keeping this thing alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the old saying, Lou, that you got to follow the money, and when you follow the money, you start realizing what the motivation is all about. I mean, the blue state, the difference between blue state and red state governors is really clear, and it's quite telling to the body politic that they need to have their eyes open to discern, is that what we find in the blue states is they're more concerned about control than they are about serving their constituency. They may tell you on one hand, echoing the
you know, the fear mongering and all the statements that go along with it to keep people in check, to keep them under their control. But listen to what the language and how it compares with the red state governors who were trying to do everything they can to, again, regain the health of our economy and the health of the American citizen. I mean, there is a clear binary choice if you have ears to hear.
You bet. And you put your finger on Governor Whitmer as Michigan's governor, who really has ground down on her people who are rising up to respond. And, of course, recently the Great White Navy hospital ship sailed out of New York Harbor with 1,000 beds that were never used for the coronavirus there in the greater New York area, despite Cuomo's moaning. And so all of this evidence is supporting the need to get out of the way, let America return to work and prosper. And it's really an issue by the, I believe, the Democrat governors who know that if we have a really good economy, that will hurt them this November.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, are the people really believing that Governor Cuomo is not responsible for the deaths of all the people in the nursing homes? I mean, you're talking, what's the number I was looking at? Something like 40%. I could be off a little bit there on that number, but I was trying to remember, because I wrote this down, that 40% of the nursing home, of the deaths for COVID, happened in nursing homes, of which the biggest participant was New York City. And, of course, this was by edict of the governor, who then comes back later and says, hey, don't blame me. It was that president that that you guys elected. They're the ones that, we took their guidance, right?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And the most susceptible age group is the older generation to the COVID-19. And by placing people with COVID-19 into the older nursing homes, we just bought into the problem area. Young people are surviving nicely, and everybody is, returning to a reasonable normalcy in those states that have opened. That's the key, is getting the political pressure in the right direction and get the governors off the necks of the active and effective citizens.
Well, Lou, this is the power of fear. And whether it's, Dr. Fauci and Birx, the CDC, the rest of them, it's like they didn't have a capacity to appreciate the fear. It was almost like they were welcoming it. And that may be unfair to say, but I'm just, based on their policies and what they've continued to put out there, it's like there's a lack of sensitivity to how important it is for America to get back to work. I mean, we're seeing the suicide rate being affected, a crime rate increasing, as projected, which President Trump warned the mainstream media, warned America about. But yet when they first said that, they thought it was so incredible. And, of course, this comes from Donald Trump. So half of the country, if whatever Donald Trump says, he's unbelievable, he's lying. But yet they don't come back and tell you that he's more right than wrong when he makes certain statements.
Yes. No, you're right. And, you and I have talked about the disincentive that was built into the first CARES Act with $600 a week for people who remain out of work, and they're making more by being unemployed. My wife and I went into a recently opened restaurant here locally, and the owner was complaining that he couldn't get many of his people to come back. So Governor Walker's proposal that we just allow that extra $600 to continue the flow to people, but get back to work so we can help restore America.
Well, the thing I'm concerned, of course, is the other part of that proposition is they were given money. I mean, for some of these restaurants and businesses that got money, it was incumbent upon them, according to the agreement, that they rehire people, that people come back to work. And somebody asks, well, what happens, because of, like you said, the incentive is for them to stay home. What if they refuse to come back to work? Well, am I going to get penalized for that? And now all of a sudden it becomes a debt of the company that they have to repay, as opposed to if they do come back and they can show the paperwork, then they're not going to be responsible for the repayment of that money, right?
Absolutely, and a holiday on the payroll tax to the end of the year, as urged by Laffer and Steve right. Moore and Forbes, would be a perfect addition to the arsenal to restore integrity to these businesses as quickly as possible.
Well, there was even a report here recently, one of Obama's, economic advisors saying, much to the distress of the Democrats, is that he even expects that there's going to be an aggressive uptick on our economy once we get on the other side of this, that he's not looking at a lot of languishing. Well, if that's the case, there's going to be a lot of trouble for Democrats come November.
Yes, and that's what they fear. That's why they're doing this. That's why the fear and hysteria they're promoting is so lethal, and we have to penetrate it, overcome it, get people back to work, get a smile on their face. That's America we love.
Well, Lou, the good news is we've got the truth and the facts on our side, really. I mean, because there's human nature that takes over. People want to get back to work. I mean, yes, for a short period of time, they may say, okay, the government's paying. And there's going to be a certain percentage of citizens who take advantage. It's just human nature. It's going to happen. But meanwhile, they're going to get left in the dust because the other people are going to go back to work. They're going to be there. And if there are positions to elevate to because, the chair is empty, this means opportunity for those people who hustle back to work and, start getting the wheels of industry back in motion again, right?
Absolutely. And we have to be the articulators of the policies that will restore that order so that America, the private sector, not the government sector, is back in charge and building for the future of this nation.
And you make a good point here, Lou, and I'm hoping people are hearing what you're saying, because this is what has to happen. The powers of this government must, as Donald Trump said, get back in the rightful hands of we the people. And as a result of the coronavirus, I think much to the dismay of those lefties and Democrats who are just insatiably striving, for control, that this is going to be brain damaging for them, because the people are realizing, hey, wait a minute, we don't like the way you're driving the bus. And, oh, that's right, we have the keys and we can drive our own bus. And this is what's going to happen across the country as more and more people, especially brought to you by these draconian blue state governors that want to ignore our basic constitutional rights, right?
Absolutely. And I repeat the symbol of the phoniness of a lot of this is the great white hospital ship, Navy hospital ship,
yes,
leaving the harbor in New York without having had any patients with COVID-19.
Remind everybody where they can go for more information, Lou.
Come to our limittaxes.org and join us in rescuing America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. And log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fire, the fight, your call. You've come so far.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Sarah Saddlemeyer, Student Loans Project Director at the Pew Charitable Trust, about new research from Pew with focus groups that offer solutions for where student loan borrowers that are struggling most on repayment. Sarah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Sarah, this has been an increasing concern even before all the coronavirus disruption. But I got to imagine, you know, for the kids that are having a hard time with student loan repayment, this has exacerbated the stress all the more, right?
Absolutely. You know, the pandemic and the related downturn have certainly taken a significant toll on many families and businesses. You know, Congress did step in recently in March to help mitigate some of the challenges that borrowers are facing. They paused borrowers' payments and interest for most folks until the end of September, which is a really important lifeline for many who are struggling. But as you mentioned, the difficulties that borrowers are facing are likely to outlast these temporary interventions. And at that point, about 26 million borrowers will transition back into repayment at the same time. And this is just an incredible amount of volume trying to re-enter the system at once. So we're really thinking critically about how to make sure that system is ready to handle them.
Exactly. And Sarah, you know, sadly, we won't know until we know, right? I mean, right now the projection is that it could take longer and it may be necessary that we extend the period of time. And what do you think the likelihood of maybe a possible extension could be?
That's a great question. question. And I think you're right. You know, the House passed a bill last week, I think, that included an extension. But most importantly, as policymakers from both sides of the aisle are considering options to aid borrowers during the pandemic and thinking about their needs right now, we should also focus on maintaining flexibility, reducing complexity, and supporting at-risk borrowers when they enter repayment. You know, it's important to think about, again, current needs, but also how to put the pieces in place now to ensure that when we reboot the repayment system, when we reboot the economy, things are working well and borrowers are protected from delinquency and default.
Now, you bring up a great point here, Sarah, because I think this is important. You know, look at the government in concert with, you know, universities and these kids who are willing to dedicate their, you know, 4 years at least of their lives to improve themselves, to be positive contributors to the greater good of our society. You know, they need some support here to get through this. I mean, they don't need to end up being dinged and having, you know, their credit complicated as a result of something that was, you know, outside of their control. This might be a period of time where I believe the pressure needs to be placed upon, you know, our legislators and others to be flexible, to be, oh my God, how novel, to be compassionate, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we really see three things that they can do to help with that. The first is to automatically extend the deadlines for borrowers to re-enroll in income-driven repayment plans. And those are plans where the payments are based on borrowers' income and family sizes and really provide a more affordable option for many. We have data that show that borrowers who are in these plans default at a much lower rate than borrowers in other plans. But they require a fairly complex annual recertification, so making that process easier. The second piece is creating a temporary environment in which enrolling in that system or in that plan involves less paperwork, which is always great for everyone.
Yes.
And the third is thinking about if borrowers are come out of this period of pause payments and are immediately missing payments again, potentially extending a little bit of extra time to those folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, the bottom line is we want the repayment, right? And because it's going to be win-win for everybody. I mean, we get the repayment and for the student. This is the price of tuition, so to speak, that they've paid, that they can feel good, that they've accomplished something. And why not work with them? I mean, you know, it's I think the things that you point out here are pretty academic and fair-minded. Regarding, you know, Pew's focus groups and the discussion that took place with student loan borrowers, what exactly did you guys talk about? I mean, we touched on some of these points, but I want to, you know, unfold that a little bit more.
Yeah, that's great. And to your last point, you know, when the system works well for borrowers, it works well for taxpayers. And to your point, it is a win-win.
Exactly.
So what we've heard from folks are, you know, three key points. So first, financial insecurity drives repayment behavior. And the challenges that people were having were really as a result of unexpected expenses or budgets that were stretched to the breaking point, which, as you can imagine, is happening to many families two, three, fourfold now.
Mm-hmm.
The second is that, you know, as I alluded to earlier, borrowers face a lot of challenges understanding and enrolling in these plans that can help them make more affordable payments. And third, borrowers face a lot of confusion during transition points. So when they enter repayment, when they're coming on and off of pause payments, and this is important because it demonstrates that the tools we have available to help borrowers manage financial stress aren't working as intended, and borrowers are and will likely continue to be experiencing insecurity for quite some time.
Well, we're talking with Sarah Saddlemeyer, Student Loans Project Director at the Pew Charitable Trust, and, of course, dealing with student loan repayment. And, Sarah, you know, considering that our workforce has been decimated, I mean, the numbers, I mean, they're probably looking, after everything's said and done, the impact it would have on the GDP, but the labor force itself, you know, 20-25% maybe when the numbers end. I mean, that's an incredible impact. I mean, one out of five, one out of four of our labor force has been affected by COVID-19. And so student borrowers are very much a part of those numbers.
Absolutely. You know, we see that 43 million Americans have a student loan. And what's so critical about facilitating easy access to these affordable plans is that if you don't have an income, your payments are $0 for most of the time. Mm-hmm. And that can be incredibly helpful because someone can be progressing, can be getting credit for making payments, but the system is being flexible to their current needs.
What else, Sarah, would you want policymakers to consider when it comes to helping student loan borrowers avoid having a balance hanging over their heads for their entire lives? I mean, I've likened it to, you know, when I was growing up, this is way before your time, but I was growing up, there was a song from Tennessee Ernie Ford about owing your soul to the company store. And, of course, this spoke to, you know, the company stores that happened in the 30s and 40s, you know, the farms and how the people that worked the farms, including the slaves, how they had a way, they had their economy and the way of doing business. But the fact of the matter is that they ended up owing their souls. And this reminds me of it. This is a modern day version, you know, for these kids that have this debt hanging over their head. It looms like as if, you know, a bit of them have been sold out to the quote unquote, you know, modern day company store.
You know, I think you make a good point in terms of people feeling overwhelmed by their student loans. In addition to some of the streamlining efforts I mentioned earlier, our focus groups really highlight where targeted information and resources can boost success. So if you think about how the Department of Education and how student loan servicers who are the companies hired by the department to help borrowers manage their payments can be directing their resources, thinking a lot about people's past repayment behavior. So have they missed payments? Have they spent a lot of time in a pause payment status that maybe is causing their balance to grow over time? Are those the people that we really need to reach out to proactively? Because sometimes what happens is that we're not able to reach out or we don't know someone's struggling until it's too late.
Exactly.
So thinking about how to do some of that proactive outreach for people who may be at risk of delinquency and default.
What were, you know, in these focus groups, what were they most passionate about? Were there one or two items? Was there a plethora of items they were equally passionate about? What did they think would be the game changer of it all?
Yeah, so we heard from people that even though many weren't making payments, overwhelmingly, people felt responsible for their debt and wanted to be making payments. And so what we really heard from folks is a frustration with a system that wasn't flexible to meet their needs. And I think what we're hearing in that is people really identifying clues for places where we can invest more resources.
Sarah, the current vernacular right now, particularly in the campaign, you know, road leading the 2020 election, lots of talk about debt forgiveness here. How did the discussion go relative to any kind of debt forgiveness, you know, for college tuition?
So we didn't go a ton into depth about debt forgiveness because many of these folks were sort of deep in the weeds in repayment. But what I can say is that, importantly, even if we did forgive debt today, the student loan repayment system would continue to have a really important role to play. Mm-hmm. So some students might borrow in the future. Some might borrow for living expenses, which can be substantial for folks who are, you know, who have kids or who are working and going to school or who live in a high-cost area. And so it's important to make the repayment system easy and flexible and work for everyone.
Exactly. Sarah Saddlemeyer, Student Loans Project Director at the Pew Charitable Trust, has been our guest. Sarah, good insight here. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate the time. You take care.
Thanks for having me.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today.